Indeed, it's time for the Craig James Financial Report with our man, Craig Ferrantino, a certified wealth strategist extraordinaire, president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Millville, 510 Broad Hollow Road. The website, it's a must. You heard a great webinar last night regarding Social Security strategies. At around 7 o'clock, he has those periodic. Great stuff. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Just get in there and find out how you can log on for the next one. Mr. Ferrantino, a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planets Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planets, not affiliated. Dow dropping 69 points at its close. Still over 31,000. And the futures down about 132 as we speak. Some of the jobless claims numbers not good from a national sense. We'll get into the Long Island numbers. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. Very good. Thank you. Yeah, this is the end of the week. We're going to end up with possibly a negative week. We'll see what it looks like. The stimulus is in the air, but, maybe it wasn't stimulus that was driving the markets earlier this week. But it is what it is, and we'll investors are maybe a little concerned about all this, another $1.8 trillion, to pay the people $1,400 per person, if that's the deal. That's going to cost, maybe $600 billion. We could do that on the back of an envelope. So then what about the $1.3 trillion in addition to that? That's the question, and so we're trying to figure that out. The devil's in the details, but it's not passed. This is just what he's proposing. I don't think the market's like it. The Dow closed yesterday down 69 points, NASDAQ down 16. We're still above 30,000. We're at 30,991 on the Dow. The S&P 500 at 3795, down 14 points. Most active, most popular stocks, believe it or not, General Motors is in the number one position, a lot of trades on that. Macy's in second, Ford in the third position. You had ExxonMobil trading yesterday, and Visa. Visa was unchanged. Macy's was up 5% on some news. And the 10-year yield backed down a little bit at a 1.13. So if people are nervous about the future, you'll see that Treasury start to go back down again. Biggest gainers, Occidental Petroleum, Marathon Oil, Norwegian Cruise Line up 7% yesterday. Very nice. And on the losers is MasterCard and Rollins, BlackRock, and Visa. We have gold at 1847. These are some of the levels that we're looking at now. It's important to take a check. And on Monday, I'll do a little recap on the whole week and what happened this week as soon as we get the numbers in. We do get some, you're right, the unemployment numbers are not great. We still have some very, very strong bans in certain parts of the country. And in Europe, there's some very severe bans as well. And those numbers are starting to take a look, not so good again on the European side. People have flocked to Europe thinking that the U.S. is going to spend itself into oblivion or something, whatever their feelings are. And they've started to move some assets to the European markets. And we'll see what that final trade looks like. I think as I was saying yesterday, I think that the deal is if you have all the stimulus, you really want to be taking a look at the risk of commodities and start to every so often, every couple of years, commodities has a good run. You have a lot of dollars chasing too few goods. So that is one place that seems interesting. They're calling corn Bitcoin, as in Bitcoin, because corn keeps going up by a huge amount, historical highs. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And, Jay, we have some news for today. We have the producer. We have a lot coming out on Friday. The producer price index, 8:30 in the morning. We have the Empire Manufacturing is going to come out at 8:30. We have capacity utilization at 9:15, business inventories at 10, and the University of Michigan sentiment. So not sure. We also get the retail sales number. We're going to look at what December did. Zero is expected for December. We're thinking it might have been a weaker December. Usually the biggest time to spend is the holiday season, but not so sure. So we'll see what those numbers look like. Down 1.1% in November. So to go from minus 1.1% to zero is actually a gain. So let's see if they can pull it off. Maybe they'll even be a little positive. Retail sales, excluding auto and gas, month over month, December, down to 0.3%. Earnings today, we got J.P. Morgan Chase. So we got some of the banks. Citigroup comes in at 8, and Wells Fargo also at 8 o'clock. We're going to get some thermometer checks today. And, so the investors want to talk about where to put their assets. And, again, I think the beach stocks, and we're looking at certainly very closely now, starting to do a commodities play and see where we could go into commodities just to help out, to ameliorate some of the risk. It is add to some risk, but it also diversifies, so we have to be very careful how we do it, but I think that's something that's very strong. We're looking at Apple also. Apple's at 128.91, down 2%, and you're starting to see the peel-off of stocks like Twitter, Facebook. There's a lot of people canceling their accounts. I don't know why something happened, but some people are starting to move away from these platforms. More people I talk to are saying that, though, you know, they've totally gotten off of social media. They're deplatforming themselves, which may or may not, by the way, if you go to our cyber course, you find out that they may still be tracking you, even if you do that. But Facebook has come down, a while ago, not too long ago, it was $302. Now it's $245. So definitely trading in a range there that is putting some downward pressure on the stock.
Going on, the numbers are not good. Now, obviously, the market's reacting somewhat to this stimulus, which I'm not crazy about. Listen, 1400 is great, but for everybody, my goodness, not everybody needs that 1400, and the other thing which I wanted it from the get-go was more protections as far as COVID is concerned for some of these employers. You got lawsuits, frivolous ones that eats up a lot of dollars and cents, could be down the road. That bothers me a little bit. And remember, all this money eventually, you're looking at generations to come as far as where they're going to feel the impact here. So, there's a lot of back and forth on this stuff, but nonetheless, we'll see what happens. It should be a very interesting week coming up.
Absolutely, Jay. We're going to keep an eye on it, and we'll, of course, you and I will be in touch. I want you to have a great weekend, and we'll talk more. We had a great presentation last night. Thank you for your listeners that came on, by the way. I wanted to thank them. We'll have another one next week, and we'll discuss that all in the next week.
All right, my friend. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the great Craig Ferrantino, ladies and gentlemen. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you on Monday.